Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written 4 books, but I have a new book release called Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. You can order that by calling me at 954-724-0900. And those of you that have Kindle, you could go on Amazon and order it through Kindle, and it is available for $5.99. So I'd appreciate it if you visited Amazon and ordered that book, and also pass it along to your friends. Let them know that Unlimited Possibility is now available on Kindle. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. I am also an author and a motivational speaker as well. My book, Light Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man, is also available on Amazon.com and Smashwords, and you can visit my website at ShirleyMCarter.com.
Thank you so much, Shirley. You know, we've been having such bad weather, and I have bad weather there, and you have thunderstorms there in Michigan. So we're going to try to get through as much of the show as possible without technical difficulties. But so much is going on, and I wanted to talk tonight about when minutes count, and you were sharing with me what was going on in with the damages in the last couple of states that were hit in Oklahoma City, and you were saying that your brother lived there. You want to share about the radio audience, you know, and that's where I came up with this theme, when minutes count, because we make decisions in our life and don't know what will happen with those decisions we make. So we have to be more mindful. I'm saying that the older I get, I'll be more mindful of things. I'm being mindful about politics, where I wasn't so mindful of them. I didn't really care about what was going on in politics because I felt that my vote didn't count. But now I realize my vote does count. So I've been an advocate for those voting and going out and making life matter, because life really does matter, just like every minute, every second matters. And what we do ultimately affects someone else, whether we know it knowingly or unknowingly. Our decisions impact our lives, our families' lives, and those around us. So, Shirley, you have the floor to talk about what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yes, like I was talking with you earlier, Oklahoma City, this is actually the suburbs of it. It's a town called Moore, Oklahoma. And prior to this tornado coming through, I had never heard of the city, had no clue about the city even existing. And I've been to Oklahoma City before. I have a brother, like you said, that lives in Oklahoma. You know, he lives down outside of Lawton. And when I heard the news about the tornado, my heart sank. I was like, where? Where in Oklahoma? Because he's been down there for the last 9 years. But still, whenever I hear a tornado in Oklahoma, the first thought goes to him. Is he okay? Was it near him? And to hear that people only had 8 minutes to react. And when you think about 8 minutes, and in that 8 minutes, you have to decide, how are you going to first protect yourself and your loved ones, and where are you going to go? That is such a short span of time to make a life-altering decision. What are you going to do? And in this particular case, with this tornado that came through, it was a mile long, a mile wide, and they said a quarter mile in depth, in speeds of 200 miles an hour. So as your mind is racing and the sirens are going off and you got 8 minutes before impact, first of all, you can't get in your car and outrun it because it goes 200 miles an hour. And being that it's a mile long and you got 8 minutes, that is a short amount of time to decide which direction you're going to go in, even if you did get in your car. And it talks about how people, cars were tossed and turned and thrown around like little toy cars. And the fact that this thing came through in such a force that in Oklahoma, I was talking with my brother and about the shelters that they have, and they're usually above ground. This thing came through so in such tremendous force, it wiped out homes, shelters, and everything, and even tore the grass up. It was like someone came and shaved it and, you know, just left dirt. So to pull the grass up out of the ground and to take these homes that were brick homes, mortar, whatever it was like putting it in, as one news reporter explained, it was like putting it in a blender and blending it up and then pouring it back out. And when I thought about that and I said to wrap my mind around that, just the thoughts, and you know they say when a chart, I've never been in one that was close like that, but I've heard them, and they've passed by my house here in Michigan, but less than a mile away, and it really does sound like a train, a huge train coming. You hear that locomotive, and everything gets still. But for these people and all the lives that were lost in this, and the homes and lives that were destroyed because of this. And I heard a pastor this morning, it was on the Ricky Smalley show, and it was Pastor Dewey, and he said that when things like this happen, some people say, why did God allow this to happen? And he gave three scenarios. One, discipline. Two, development. Three, display. And I had a conversation with my middle son. He was like, why, Mom? But why those three? I said, honey, when you look at it, he said, but people died. I said, let me break it down to you and explain to you like this. Discipline. It disciplines us all.
I need a little more volume, Shirley.
It disciplines us all. And when God is disciplining us, he's getting our attention. Also, through that, it develops us. He's developing us to be the person that he wants us to be. And I said, display, the whole world is watching. When something devastating or crisis happened in America, this is the one time that no matter what your nationality is, nobody answers the question, well, how many was black? How many was white? How many was Asian? How many was gay? How many was straight? That is not a question.
Right.
It's, oh, my God, pray for them. We all come together. It brings everyone together, whether you're there physically, but emotionally, it pulls us all as a unit. It tugs at all our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts, and it's on the mind and the tongues of every person in this world about what happened in Oklahoma. What a difference that a minute makes. How it can change the world in 1 minute.
You know, we take so much for granted, and, you know, we go through our daily lives as, okay, it happened there, but it won't happen to us. But I remember a few years back when Hurricane Andrew came down here in the Florida, South Florida area, and just like how it looked in Oklahoma, that's what it looked like down there in Miami. And it was like 45 minutes away from me, but it affected us because we were without power and lights, but you know, it wasn't devastating like how it was just down the road. And I remember my cousin when it hit there in Alabama last year. her house was okay, but her neighbor's house was demolished. It, you know, and then on another side of her, the whole roof came off the house. But she would say, and that's how life is, you know, sometimes things happen. And, I always used to say, why do bad things happen to good people? And why do individuals that are so mean seem to be getting ahead? And other people that are so nice and kind, it's like always something going on with them, if it's not financially, it's physically. But, you know, it's not for us to understand or know the why to, but know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. We don't know what the purpose in it is. And that's one of the things that I was writing in my book, Walking in Purpose, that a lot of times we fear what we don't understand, and we talk about things we don't understand, and we instigate things we don't understand. We just assume things are one way and they're something totally different. Just like one of the chapters in the book I talked about when I was a young girl, and there was a house on the block where this young kid was he was handicapped. Well, back then, we didn't understand what handicapped meant, or, you know, how that a child could be incapacitated. So it was strange and weird to us. So they were like, that's a house that got an alien in it type of thing. And every time I would go by that house, I would be so afraid till when I got to that house, I would run by that house. And then after I passed the house, I walked, but the panic and the racing of my heart and the sweat beating over my every time I walked in. And you say, well, why didn't you just walk across the street? Well, across the street, there was a house that had a bunch of dogs. So I had to walk on the side where they said there was an alien boy that lived in that house. Well, one day I was behind, and I saw them take this child in and out, and I just stood there and I looked, and I was like, they're not an alien. This, you know, it was a child looked like me and everything, but, you know, you could tell they had some incapacities and thing, and there was, you know, there was such a compassion and sadness that came over me because of the fact that I bought into the lie that the kids in the neighborhood said. And I felt bad because I said, now this person is probably feeling lonely because nobody's talking to him, nobody's playing for him. All he has is, you know, his parents that are, you know, taking him in and out of the house, but everybody else is estranged from him because we were afraid and we didn't understand. So we assume different things and don't understand. But even in that situation, I kind of felt a peace in it after I saw him because there was something about, I don't understand it, but I know that there's a reasoning for this. And then my favorite show during the holidays was King of Kings with Jeffrey Hunter, where he played Jesus, and I was always so fascinated by that movie, by that pictorial of Jesus Christ. I identified, you know, that being the Messiah and the miracles and things. So I reflected back to that young boy, and then my mind went back to watching Kings of Kings, and I just said to myself, he can be healed. There's a purpose in that, and because one of the things that he said in the movie was that he asked, well, who sinned that caused this? And he said, neither him or his parents, but that the glory of God may be made manifest in him. And that came back to me and gave me peace. So in looking at the devastation and things, we have to, you know, all come together. And when there's a need or an appeal, adhere to that and sow into that. Don't just look at it and say, oh, wow, too bad for them. But we do what we can as a people. We do what we can as a nation. Together we stand, divided we will fall. And also let this be an example for us that, you know, our neighbors and people that are surrounding us talk to some, you know, there are people that are dying right around us that are our neighbors, and if we would just say hello and how you doing, it could save their life or extend their life, because there are people that are in their homes where they've not been devastated by any nature things, but they're dying inwardly, and we're sitting here watching them die and not even knowing it or being aware of it. So we need to be mindful of that, Shirley.
Yes, and mindful, not only just mindful of that and during this period in time, but always be mindful of that. And that I said, if we just take a moment and reflect back on the love that God has shown us when he gave his only begotten son, that we will learn to have more compassion for people, not just in the midst of a crisis, but every day. Show some compassion towards someone, because you don't know if it's their last day or your last day, or what that compassion can do for them as far as helping them to carry on through that day and to give them a glimpse of hope. But definitely stay tuned and stay focused on that. And dealing also with the devastation and everything that has gone on, that we need to know, too, that it's not just adults that got killed in this. There was children, innocent little children. Now, we've had two major things with children that have taken their lives away from here. The Sandy Hook, and now this tornado. It hit a school. And it wiped those babies out. We're talking about third graders. First, second, and third graders. Again, were taken. And the last count, I think, you know, I'm not sure because I'm getting all these different reports on the news. I'm not sure how many were children. Anywhere from a dozen or more. But at least a dozen children were killed doing this. And you got all these people, hundreds of people, that were injured or devastated, and I don't know how many hundreds that have lost everything. And it didn't just hit the schools, but it also hit the hospital and the churches. So there was so much devastation and destruction that went on in those minutes, I said, minutes. It only takes minutes, that it will take years to try to rebuild financially, emotionally, and physically. Years, the things that minutes can take away from you. And some things will never be able to be replaced. Only in a matter of minutes that your whole life can change and your world flip upside down. So I say this to say that we got to cherish every second, not just every minute, but every second. And I'm saying, if you got children, grandchildren, or whoever, tell them you love them, give them a hug, but start showing some compassion to the people that are in your life, and even show some to a complete stranger. We have got to get healthier relationships in our lives, because life is not promised to you, and to think that only a minute, you could be a totally different person or gone away from here, and living in a totally different world. Your world is no longer sane. It's insane. You've lost all grip with reality. Things have been just taken out of your hand with the flash of a minute or seconds, because it only takes 60 seconds to make a minute. So in seconds, things can be gone. So this is a wake-up call, I say, for us all to start living our life in purpose. And start living our life not only in purpose, with the purpose, but also start sharing more love and compassion to mankind. Val?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Cheryl. I have a caller holding. I have a caller holding on 2175. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. This is Marie. So glad to hear that information. I'm so glad for that information because, you know, that's something that's, you know, going on with me also because they can't find out what's wrong with me, you know, for one thing. And that's kind of aggravating, you know. And they're telling me to take this medicine that give you all types of side effects. Well, that kind of scares me because I'm going to take a medicine that's supposed to be healing me and it's giving me all the side effects like that. Then I'm like, what should I do, you know, and how should I do it, you know? And then the next thing is that, you know, I've been trying to get help, you know, with, you know, what it, you know, how can you all do, you know, a medical procedure and you're not even trying, you know, you're not even sending me to a specialist or anything, you know, you just giving me, you know, something for depression, something to sleep on, and something for, you know, arthritis. I have arthritis all over my body. I didn't know that. And I have three types of arthritis. And I have, like, the regular arthritis, and then I have the bone density, and then I have the rheumatism. So, and neither time, you know, they said that wasn't the cause of the reason why I walk like I do, you know. And it's so frustrating because the doctors are saying that you can't take so much of medicine and you can't take so much of the ibuprofen and all those type of, you know, pills. And then, you know, some of them you can get addicted, you know, you can get addicted to some of it. So, you know, it's like, you know, you do or die. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm so proud that you all are on this conversation. I don't know what to do. And I agree with the both of you all. And thank you for letting me share that.
Well, thank you for calling in, Marie. You know, one thing is with Hot Topics from the Soul, we always try to give our audience the platform to say what's on their hearts. And, you know, Shirley may be able to answer some of those questions you had regarding medical and some resources of people you may be able to reach out to and to get some analysis work done. Shirley?
Yes. Thank you, Val, for bringing redirecting her. Marie, do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes.
You
do? I'm sitting right here.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you good at getting on the computer?
Am I getting what now?
Are you good at surfing the internet, working on going to the computer?
Of course, that's where I'm at now.
Okay. Right now, have you ever heard of Mayo Clinic?
Mayo?
Mayo.
M-A-Y-O. Oh, Mayo. M-A-Y-O.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Look up the number for Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
Let me ask you, let me back up one. Do you have health insurance?
Yes, I have good health insurance.
Okay, excellent. Look up Mayo Clinic. They have a clinic in Jackson. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Call the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Tell them you want to be seen. And tell them what, don't tell them what the doctor said. Tell them what you're feeling, what you're experiencing.
Okay.
And tell them you want to set up an appointment to be seen.
Okay.
And Mayo has they have a theory. If they can't find it, no one can.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not sure how far Jacksonville is from you.
It's about 4.5 to 5 hours. That's not bad.
4.5 to 5 hours.
I have family there, so it's okay.
Okay, is that okay? Because if you needed a flight there, I'm getting ready to give you some more information.
All right.
And it's called Angel Flight.
Angel Flight.
Right. Look that up. There's a number. You call them. First you call Mayo and get your appointment. And then you call Angel Flight and tell them you need a Mercy Flight.
You saying Angel or Anger? Spell that for me.
Angel,
A-N-G-E-L.
Like an angel.
Okay. Angel. Okay.
Right. And a private jet will take you to Mayo Clinic.
Okay. Okay. I sure appreciate that.
Yes. That will, you know, actually, Marie, I just came back from Mayo last Thursday.
Oh.
I flew there for some testing, and it's the I went to the one in Minnesota, which is near me. I'm in Michigan. So
okay.
I highly, highly recommend Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
And you don't
that.
Need a doctor's referral. You call them. They will do an interview with you over the phone. They will find out who your doctors are. They will get records from your doctors. And then they will have you to come in, and they will do their own testing and diagnose, and they will also start you on your treatment.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Yes. Yeah, and also, Shirley, there are free testings out there for mammograms and pap
yes.
smears.
Yes. That's going to be coming up next week. Yeah, next month,
right.
actually.
Yeah, they have them in different cities where you contact where do you contact? Because they sent me an email saying, letting me know about different testings. I know here in Broward County they have where you can get it, testings done at Broward General for free and mammograms. So I'm looking for information, too, about doing colonoscopies and things. So if any of our listening audience has information on that, email me at soultopics@gmail.com. And if you want the information regarding pap smear and mammograms here in Broward County area or in your local community, you can look up in a directory and see what hospitals are offering it. Because, you know, our president has put all kind of money in the budget to offer health care to the community. When you don't have insurance or your insurance don't cover certain things. Because a lot of people have insurance, but their insurance won't cover certain things. And sometimes you have
That's
to have
correct.
Your insurance 2 or 3 years before it'll cover, like a mammogram or a pap smear, which is really crazy. But there are services out there, but you have to look it up. And thank you so much, Shirley, for directing her to, you know, go to your internet and Google this information. And, you know, Les Brown always say, you ask for help not because you're weak. You ask for help so you can remain strong.
That's correct.
So you seek out help, and you look for help because your life depends on it. Don't take saying, well, no, it can't be done, or no, you have to live in this neighborhood, or no, it's only for that. It's open and available to everyone. Thank you so much for calling in, Marie, and I hope that information serves you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, yeah, Shirley, I forgot all about that, but I was actually thinking you was going to tell her about the different screenings and things they have available and what places in the local community to contact, because I just started Googling and stuff myself. So it's always good. It's always good
right.
to find out information and know that it's available because somebody doesn't know.
Right. And then with the Mayo Clinic being as such, and I heard her talking about the three different types of things she's dealing with related to arthritis, which is one of their specialty in the rheumatology department there. And, you know, especially if she has health insurance, you go and get the best. You don't settle mm-hmm. for anything less. You have to become proactive in your treatment and be aggressive with it. And don't get caught out there getting addicted to the medication and everything, and when it's not helping, it's only putting a Band-Aid on it, and you don't want to put a Band-Aid on it. You want to know what it is, can it be reversed, can I get rid of it? If I'm going to be treated for it, then give me a treatment regimen that's going to work. So those are the things that people need to really tune into that. And the free on-site breast cancer, breast and pap screening by the beautiful Gate Cancer Support Resource Center there in the Broward area is going to be next Thursday, this Thursday actually, the 23rd from 1 to 3:30 p.m. So they do have a lot going on through the Memorial Healthcare and the Broward Health Department. They're going to be providing the screening and the follow-up to these screenings. And it's going to be held in the city of Hollandale.
Oh, and you know also, Shirley, for those of you, if you have local chamber offices, you can contact your local chamber because they also have resource phone numbers of places you can go to get public assistance, like if you need like emergency housing, and let you know what kind of nonprofits are available in the community that may be able to serve your needs. Also, you know, the local health departments and things, and, you know, a lot of times these health departments, the people that work in them, you know, they have good programs. It's just the people and the service. And I hope some of those are listening to know that it is not appreciated and you should be glad you have a job and that everybody's one paycheck away from being homeless or on the streets and there, for by the grace of God, there goes I. So you got to be mindful and considerate about how you talk to people and how you treat people because you may be needing and be on the other end of that death. So that's one of the things that, you know, I remember when I first got divorced, Shirley, me and four kids, and I was homeless, and I said I was. They turned going to try and get help is what turned me off. Where I didn't get it, I didn't want it. I said if I have to be treated like I'm a nobody, then I don't want it. And I walked out of there by people's attitudes. I said it actually thrust me into being independent and fighting for my dream, but not everybody's able to be able to do that. Some people, it will just cripple them, and people will take their life because of the way that people treat them in situations. You know, even when you do emergency care with these hurricanes and tornadoes and things that's going on, if you're serving and being volunteer, make sure you're mindful of the way you communicate to people, because these people are already devastated. Their life has already been ripped from under them, and they don't need you with your bad attitudes calling yourself volunteering and treating and handling them any kind of way. So just so you know that it is not good, it's not cool, and maybe no one has told you, so I'm telling you.
Amen.
If you hold a public service job, be mindful in how you handle people.
Yeah.
So, good. I'm glad I got that out of the way. But I invite But I invite you guys to tune in for another Hot Topics from the Soul, and also Soul Retreat 2013 is coming up September 13th and 14th. And it is going to be on the beach at the Marriott on the beach in Pompano Beach. So I will be posting information about that on Facebook. So if you're not my friend on Facebook, friend, send a friend request so we can be friends so you can keep up with what I'm doing. And also I often have inspirational things posted on my Facebook wall, whatever I'm feeling through the day. You know, this morning I reached out to Shirley and I said, I don't know which way to go on the show today. You know, one of the things Les Brown also taught me was don't let what you have to say get in the way of what people need to hear. And that's what I do on a continual basis. Every week I'm trying, I search and ask what needs to be said out in the atmosphere, because I feel that what I do matters, what I say counts. So I try to make sure I have something that is empowering that someone will be able to reap a benefit from. And Shirley gave me the record, was telling me about her brother in Oklahoma. And that's why, and then I came up with, wow, when minutes count, what do you do when your very life depends on a minute? What it is that you do in that next second. And this is what life is all about, being a help and an assistant to someone else, not just us, but to someone else. Shirley.
Yeah. And that, you know, I just want to say that I would like everyone that's listening to just take what we've said and take a moment for yourself to just exhale and give God thanks for this day, because it could be you. And like you said, there, those of us that are out here that has a paycheck coming, you're only one paycheck away from being in a situation like you talked about, Val, being homeless and with children. And if you're working out there as a service industry where you're customer service, be proud of your job, because you don't know what that one smile can do for someone that comes to you for assistance. Whether you're getting paid for the job you're doing or whether you're volunteering, but say a kind word, and it may brighten your day. Because when you look in that person's eyes and see their pain, you may feel that pain one day. But you don't ever want to say what a person is not going through and what they're not, because you are not walking in their shoes. We all have to be accountable for ourselves. And yes, we have to be our brothers and sisters keepers. We have an accountability to God.
Amen. And there's some days I'm not on my game, and I need people like Shirley and Marie to remind me of who I am and the message I'm supposed to bring. Because sometimes I have bad days, I get stressed out. But then if someone comes up and say, hi, how are you doing? What's your day? Then it seems like there's something just puts a calm over me, and I come back to myself and say, you know what, it really ain't that serious. Whatever it is that has me trouble is not worth me having a heart attack or a stroke over. So I need to pull myself back in, because nothing is going to happen unless the Lord allow it to be so. And being that I'm still standing, then that means there's still work for me to do. So I thank you, and we're going to end the show early because of weather situations. I know my phone has been popping in my ear, Shirley, and I know you still have thunderstorms where you are?
It's getting cloudy, and I'm like, I'm not sure what we're going to have. We had people that lost power last night, so I'm praying that I'm not going to be one of those tonight, but we shall see.
Yeah. Okay, but I invite you to tune in next week for another Hot Topics from the Soul, where we have some information to serve you, our community, our people, our friends. And visit website from thesoulofawoman.com, and also you'll be able to find some information on there. And Arise by VMP, which is my corporate site, and I'll have a training coming up September 6th and 7th with Les Brown here in Fort Lauderdale, and that following week on September 13th and 14th, Soul Retreat 2013. Good night.
Oh, God
bless.
God bless.
Have a good night and be safe. Good night.
Yes. Good night.